So those are the main reflections that go with appreciating my human life and deepening my sense of knowing that I'm a being who can be completely free. I know I'm not at the moment, but I know I could be. So those reflections are ones that we'll do over the next over this retreat, various ways, and they bring about that deepening appreciation and knowing that I can be completely free. So that's not the whole of the reflection, and that's the main part of the reflection of this reminder, but it's not the whole of it. And the other very, very important bit is to remember that one reason that it's precious is because of all these freedoms and endowments, and the other reason it's precious is because it is fleeting, this human life, short-lived. There's said to be three things that are hard to obtain. It's hard to be born a human being. It's hard to receive the Dharma and aspire to practice. And it's hard for a Buddha to appear. And yet all three of them are present in this life and in yours. It's also true that what our conditions that are present in our life at the moment and enable us to practice can shift very easily. Things can happen that we are not anticipating. There's a precariousness to a precious human life. Physically we can go from being healthy to suddenly having to cope with quite a serious illness, say. As Gampopa puts it, there are many causes of death. There are many causes of death. Our health can break down, but there are many causes of death, and death is certain. So there are two sides to this reflection. There's appreciation of our life, and there's knowing that we have the conditions, knowing that we could be free, and also knowing that we have so many supportive conditions to attaining that freedom. And then there's a sense of urgency that arises from reflecting on the precariousness of this human life and human body. So leave it there. We'll carry on reflecting on this over the rest of the retreat.